Welcome, dear listener, to the Spooky Songs Podcast, your home to all manner of beats that go bump in the night. Join us as we scare up the stories behind some of the spookiest songs ever recorded. And now, here are your hosts, Levi Bushew and Edgar Dieterman.
Welcome to the Spooky Songs Podcast. We are your hosts, Levi Bushew and Edgar Dieterman, and we are here to discuss songs that play into themes about horror, hauntings, murder, the macabre, and love gone wrong. We are here to keep you supplied with horrific tunes to keep your romantic playlist stocked with haunting hits all year long.
Hey, Ed, you're about to get married, right? You ever think about running off with your gal, you know, seeing where the road takes you and just leaving a blood-soaked mess at every bank that you find right along the way?
I mean, I'll do just about anything for moolah, and I absolutely love Natural Born Killers.
I know I couldn't, because I'm just way too polite. I'd just be, you know, hey, listen, I just know you're an employee here, and, I just hate to do this to you, but could you just put all the gosh darn money in the gosh darn bag? No? Okay, sorry to bother you, and then just go on my way.
Well, that's okay, because these couples are all about the life of crime and murder.
That's right, and for this episode, I chose My Love Forevermore by Hillbilly Moon Explosion, a song about a couple that goes on a cross-country crime spree. Then, when the boyfriend decides he wants to stop their life of looting and larceny, the girlfriend simply puts an end to his life. For a little backstory on the band, founded in Switzerland in 1998, Hillbilly Moon Explosion is one of the preeminent rockabilly bands active today.
I don't know how they do it, but somehow Europeans have figured out a way to outdo Americans at Americana.
Yeah, Europeans do the best American cosplay. And on this track, Hillbilly Moon Explosion's lead vocalist, the sultry Emanuela Hutter.
Sounds like a Disney villain. It'll steal your dogs, but all right.
Emanuela Hutter, Emanuela Hutter, if you don't watch out, she'll steal your mutt's hair. This song also features Sparky from the British punk band Demented Argo, and I love the way that these two have completely different voices that complement each other so well, and I think you're going to like them too. So here's my pick, My Love Forevermore.
I'd like to pack this in and take you to the stars. We'll eat in fancy restaurants and drive in fancy cars. We tried our luck, we made a buck, so lean back, have some fun.
Oh yes, my love, but first just this last one.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me.
It's crazy how good of a singer that this chick is, and how it just sounds like they got a wino off the street to sing as her loved one. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, like I love how these two work together. It's kind of like a completely random thing getting them together in the first place, and now there's an entire album of music where Sparky accompanies Hillbilly Moon Explosion. One of like the best songs on that album, I mean, aside from My Love Forevermore, they do a cover of Jackson, the old Johnny Cash song.
Oh shit. Like, yeah. I'm going to Jackson.
Right. And then he comes in, we got married in a fever. Like, it's great.
I love it. That guy sounds like he's been smoking like three packs a day his whole life. Like, I like his voice, but it sounds even crazier compared to hers, because her voice is so pretty.
Right, because both of their bands are really good. I really like Demented Argo, and I really like Hillbilly Moon Explosion, but when they're together, like the sum of those parts is something that's really incredible.
And I know I like to bring up just the music a lot, but I love how this kind of has that Southwest, like, woo-woo-woo, kind of like... real Western feel. It's not even country, it's Western.
Yeah, it's like I think that it's like rockabilly is kind of the genre that it tends to fall under, which is, I guess, kind of like proto rock, post country. I could use a lot of music nerd terms for this, but
like rockabilly. I feel like I'm not wearing enough turquoise to really appreciate this song.
Like, I don't have any collar tips on my shirt right now. I don't feel like I'm really like resonating with this.
No bolo tie, none of those little shiny buttons.
Maybe the next Instagram post I make, I'll be in my full Joe Bob Briggs get up and I'll have a bit more appreciation. But there's also a lot of kind of interesting facts that surround this song. Like for one is this song was recorded on Ringo Starr's drum kit, which is pretty crazy. Their studio in London where they recorded the whole album, it belonged to a guy that bought out a lot of the stuff from the old like Apple Records studio.
You know, until you said that, listening to that song, I forgot that this band is not American because they sing so great. And until you mentioned London and then I remembered that you said Switzerland earlier, I forgot that these people are not like American English singers.
Yeah, they're just cosplaying America in like the 30s and 40s, right? Like it's
crazy. Yeah, it's done really well too. Like it sounds like they're from the South singing that song.
Right. And like another thing that's kind of a dirty shame about this song is it's got 22 million YouTube views and they haven't seen a single dollar from it. Like I reached out to them on Instagram and they're like, yeah, it's just some like it's recording bullshit that happens with YouTube all the time where artists don't get paid for a lot of their views.
Good old YouTube.
So speaking about things that are a dirty shame, there's a lot of shameful behavior in your song that you've got picked, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm not usually a fan of anything even close to country, but when a guy does a weird mix of punk, country, and blues, I listen. Scott H. Burum seems to be a madman who wants to play every instrument he can come across and makes as insane an amount of music in as shortest time possible. After being in a punk band and two bluegrass bands, he started his own one-man project, putting out 5 albums between 2000 and 2013. This doesn't include an EP he put together after almost dying in a head-on collision with a semi. Even after getting a ton of metal put in his bones and losing over a foot of intestines, he was back on stage doing a concert a month after. He even had an IV in when he was playing.
It's like seeing a real live Cronenberg monster just right up there on stage.
Yeah, this guy really doesn't know how to stop. If this song seems familiar, it's because it was in Hell or High Water, which was up for Best Picture in 2016, My Name is Earl, and even a God's Be Damned episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Some say Dog's mullet grew 3 full inches that day.
Here is Blood, Sweat, and Murder.
Blood, sweat, and murder. Black look in trouble. Handful of sorrow and a whole lot of trouble now. You know I can't never hurt you. So I went downtown. Found me a little woman and I run a neck case. And blood, sweat, and murder. Black luck in trouble. Handful of sorrow. I'm in a whole lot of trouble now.
Boy, howdy. As much as I hate country music, I feel like punk country is just like the modern day actual outlaw country. Not this pansy Dodge Ram country I hear on the radio at work today.
Yeah, like no one like this is going to win American Idol. Like, everybody went to Memphis to make outlaw country after Nashville became a bunch of just weenies. And now, like, Texas is making cool music that, like, everyone in Memphis isn't making anymore.
Yeah, like, so, I think I should have a mutton chop while I listen to this song. I need, like, more facial hair than I currently have.
Yeah, mutton chops, they're just gills for rednecks, man. What makes banjos digestible?
And, like, I feel like I'd hear this in a real shitty rundown truck stop that maybe still has, like, a glory hole around the back. Like, this is a good dirty song. Like, it just the music of it.
This is the perfect music to kill a bunch of lot lizards, too. Yeah, this is awful.
And since he is a one-man band, it's really interesting knowing that every instrument you hear is him playing it, including that really cool effect he has on his voice where it sounds like he's singing to you through a Burger King speaker.
It's all just like so low tech that it works perfectly. It's the saddest, angriest Burger King employee.
It's a grimy sounding song. Like,
yeah, I mean, and I guess it should. I mean, you don't want to kill the woman that done you wrong, so you're going to kill everyone else. Like, this song is how drinking a case of Lone Star feels, like just alone in the dark.
I think I've only ever drank one, and I can't imagine that, so I'll agree. We have a new release alert.
All right. So in this segment, we like to inform you listeners when a new spooky song comes out that we like, that we think that you might enjoy too. We usually only do one song each time we do one of these, but since spooky season is kicking off, there's too much good stuff to choose from, so we're going to feature two songs. First up is what I think is going to be the ultimate spooky season jam, because it's all about the most iconic of fall time favorites, Pumpkin Spice. So here is Pumpkin Spice Everything by Lovecraft.
They giving me that BS. Yes, I want whipped cream. Yes, I want nuts. Don't be so stingy. Sprinkle that dust. Got pumpkin spice backgrounds on all of my zooms. Pumpkin spice NFT straight to the moon.
Pumpkin spice spicing. Pumpkin spice icing. All up in the whip. Hit the sign ring. Dripping in honey. Make a pumpkin spice ripen. I'ma back it up. Feel my pumpkin spice tighten. Some like it hot and some like it cold. The bigger, the better. That's pumpkin spice gold. Drinking a martini in my pumpkin bikini. I'm a queen. Pumpkin spice lemon.
Looking real nice, yeah. Just the way I like it. Everything pumpkin spice, yeah. You taste so good, you know I gotta take you home. It's the way I like it.
And following that absolutely beautiful song is some new gothy goodness from Vision Video. This song gives me some badass Bauhaus feels, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it as well. Here is Death in a Hallway. Thanks for listening, Geeks and Ghouls. This concludes our episode of the Spooky Songs Podcast. If you would like to reach out to us with questions, comments, or requests, feel free to send them to spookysongspodcast@gmail.com.
You can also keep up with us on Instagram at Spooky Songs Podcast, where we will give you, the listener, an opportunity to tell us which song best fits the episode's theme. We will also post hints to the next episode's theme there as well. If you like what you heard, please give us a review on iTunes or Spotify and follow us on the podcast service of your choice. If you want to hear a version of the podcast with songs played in their entirety instead of just 30-second clips, you can listen to us on Spotify. Their music and talk format allows us to play any songs we feature without any edits. And finally, thank you again for listening. We hope you come back for new episodes on the first and third Monday of each month.